goes. Episode one.
Bamboozle. Oh, bro, I can't say the N-word, huh?
Probably not.
I wonder if I ever dropped the N-word on the show I had on Snapchat.
I'm sure you did. We're doing this live, too, right? We're not cutting this?
Nah, we ain't cutting this. Sure. Nah, I'm just like, in real life. I wonder if, like, I got a lot of old, what do you call them, conservatives? Nah, I'm talking about...
What do you call them, he says?
I got a lot of old people on there that's probably...
On your Snapchat?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Who?
A lot of old people.
Anywho. All right. Tell the people what it is.
It's new, man. It's brand new. It's new beginnings coming, man.
Bamboozle with the podcast. You want to talk to them about why we picked the name? Get right into it.
My legs are super ashy, bro. You want to play tic-tac-toe?
Tic-tac.
We can get it popping right here.
That's like, nasty.
Bro, look, dude.
Cocoa butter.
I ain't come here and judge. Anyway.
Judge yourself.
We got to think of an intro for this place.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out.
Maybe we just like wake up every day and just... I think we should just press record. Come hop out here.
That's what we're doing now. We really got too much guidance other than...
Not at all.
I think we should definitely use the first one to kind of tell everyone what the hell.
For sure. Yo, start it off. Start it off. Show me the temperature.
Bamboozle. Man, yeah, that's your name, man. You came up with it. That's on you, bro.
Shoot. Bamboozle? Yeah, it is the name. I've been bamboozled by a lot of shit.
What is bamboozled to you?
To me, bamboozled is when... All right, so... You brought a chick over to the crib, right?
Okay. Metaphorically?
Metaphorically. And, okay, anyway, regardless of what tense it's in, all right, I'm tense right now.
I can tell.
This is a whole camp.
It's all good.
It's a whole camp.
The first one, man.
Okay, for sure. But you bring a chick over, right?
Okay.
Y'all do your thing. Now you watching Netflix. Uber's on the way, right?
Already?
Uber's on the way. You already did your thing.
Damn.
To come scoop her up, bro. I ain't driving her home. So right. Uber's on the way. All of a sudden, she starts hitting that halfway falling asleep, bro. Halfway falling asleep. That.
No, sir.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do in that situation? What do you do in that situation?
Smack the shit out. Well, not hit her. Like
you smack.
You don't hit her. Hit her. See? Like you tap her. You kind of nudge her. There you go.
As soon as she wake up, what's the first thing on her mind? I am bamboozled. She's got bamboozled in her mouth. You feel me?
That the Uber's here?
Yeah. No, that she just tried to fall asleep old boy's bed and it wasn't allowed.
Wait, so who got bamboozled?
She's foul, bro. Both people.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel like
now,
you did.
Because now you're getting a domestic and she just got whacked up in the mouth.
I thought we agreed we were nudging her, bro. You're tripping. Nudge. We got to nudge her. We're on camera. We can't tell. Hit people. Fuck.
True.
But bamboozled. Okay, stories, so yeah, long story short, bamboozled is... How would you sum it up?
Bro, I can't even describe it. I've never even tried to, like, think of what it is.
You think we just kind of know what it
is? I just say it a lot, bro. I remember the first chick to bamboozle me, bro. Shout out to Grand Forks for never having anything good in it. for real, man. Like, this one chick from Grand Forks, man, really did me dirty, boy. Dirty.
Well, let's hear it.
Bro, I remember the second time I met up with this chick, man. I went over to her... homeboy's crib, right? So we could party per se, so we could party together.
Okay.
Bruh. I ended up meeting like all this dude's homeboys, like which is 11 cats over the span of like 4 hours, right?
Right.
I met one of her friends that was a chick. And that was it, bruh. I ended up coming back to Fargo with hella bros. All kinds of bros. And just me and this chick don't even talk no more. Stayed night with her and everything. Bamboozled the shit out of me, bro. All them dudes was probably talking about, dang, bro, he really like her, huh?
Right.
Dang, bro, I think he actually like her, bro. He didn't know we done ran through it, track meet style.
Man. So do you? We all get bamboozled though, no? Like every day. It's not always with chicks.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, my life just seemed to be that at one point. Yeah.
Do you think like saying that we've been bamboozled or like going? How do I word it? I don't even know. I'm nervous too, bro. Shit.
I know, bro. I'm sweating on my loincloths right now.
Damn. Next topic, maybe?
Okay, no. Let's get this bamboozle thing down. Yeah, let's get this bamboozle thing down, man. Like if we're going to run with the word, we might as well know what we're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it kind of sparked another idea with, like, the whole, like, believing that we all get bamboozled every day. I don't know if it's, like, do you think we attract? Do you think people that, like, constantly say, like, are you know, people are always joking about, oh, my life, this. Or they're always complaining, of course, like, this happened. Of course, like, this.
Oh,
like,
yeah, those negative Nancy's.
You think the bamboozled thing? Because I want to say we all get bamboozled, but it's like, Are we really?
If you feel
I think
like
we can. I think it's more. The reason I bring it up, I think it's more of like a funny kind of. I'm getting fucked over. Like, yeah. I don't think it's like a negative. Yeah, like, my life's terrible.
I think it's life screwing you over without the negative connotation.
Right, but it's like kind of funny. Like with a chick. Exactly. Like that's not like shit. That's not really exactly. important.
Like okay. if she came back into my life, I'm hitting her up.
Right.
I'll probably hit her up, but I know what she did to me. You know exactly. what I mean? I know exactly Bamboozled. What she did.
Okay.
And yeah, like I'm just gonna say for the record, she was wrong. But I can't say I wasn't you wrong. Get a shout Why'd out? I go there?
She got a
Why'd I go? Hell no, she ain't get no shout out. No.
Now you want to put her on?
Anyone of y'all, thriving females that just made me stutter and skip a whole salivary drip drop down my throat thizzle. Think y'all getting a shout out?
Throat thizzle.
Anyone of y'all think y'all getting a shout out? You crazy.
Anywho. What else, man? Who we are? What do you want to talk about? First episode.
Man, I just want to state for the record, I ain't got no chicks like that, bro. I do. If I'm going to do this podcast, I'm going to be honest, bro. I ain't got no chicks like that.
What do you mean?
I'm lying, bro. I ain't got no chicks like that no more, man.
That are bamboozling you or just chicks in general?
Yeah,
I lived here for about 3 months. I ain't seen you talk to one girl.
I'm telling you, bro, I haven't gone through some bamboozling in about 2.5-3 months, man. It's been great. Yeah, it's been great.
But I know your ass been bamboozled other times than that.
It's a different type, man.
Let's talk about some other bamboozling.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
I guess. Because the podcast, I mean, it is called Bamboozled. I know we're going to talk about a lot of different things, but as far as being bamboozled, what is some other stuff in life that people can relate to of being bamboozled? I feel like we got to come up with some more examples.
Oh, bro. Every
How about
time.
Smog. You ever seen smog? We live in California now. You ever seen smog?
No. I heard LA was terrible.
But we're paying for it, though.
Yeah.
They got smog fees.
You're testing.
Water bottle fees. Plastic fees. They charged me to use my debit card at the goddamn pump today.
Yeah, dude. Hey, yo, they got me.
That's bamboozled, no?
Bro,
right?
I used my Cash App card to get money out of the ATM the other day.
Yeah.
Bro, the ATM charged me $2 and then Cash App charged me $2.
You're good. Everyone got to get theirs, bro. It's crazy. It's crazy all these different fees. I think I put on my Snapchat the other day for.
But why do I got to pay a water tax? If they're constantly spraying the ground outside with the same water.
And you can't collect rainwater, by the way. Don't move to California.
Please don't.
What kind of bullshit is that?
I mean, move here. Check it out. But don't get into no 12-month lease.
Nah. Well, I was telling the other day, I'm like, there's three different. I didn't know there was how many levels of broke there was. I thought being broke before was just like, you ain't had no money.
Oh, yeah.
There's three now. There's not having no money. The second one is you owe people money. It's not even your money. Now you just negative. And then the third one is, you so broke, you have so little money, so few money,
so few coins
that people are like, hey, bro, we're going to need some money from you. You don't have it. So then they're going to charge you on top of that. It's a fee for not having any money.
Them overdraft fees.
Right.
Hey, man.
The overdraft. I didn't even know that was a thing till I moved here.
Bro, every time. If my bank account's in the negative, right? Anytime like Spotify come looking for their money or Apple Music come looking for their money or Netflix come looking for their money, bro, they charge, even if they come looking, $35. 35 bones each time.
No, that's the bank.
Bro, yeah, I know. Hey, I don't blame Spotify or Apple Music or Netflix or anything like that. But yo, Wells Fargo, I got something to say to you.
Tell them.
See, I don't like the way you've been pressing me. All right?
You hearing this?
I know you can hear me. Wells Fargo and the city of Fargo, bro. Nah, I'm playing.
No.
Fargo's free time.
Fuck. Are we going to do it? I don't want to lose fans, but I'm not a big fan of the Dakotas, neither of them.
Bruh, see, I grew up in them, though. I forever got that love for them. Forever. Especially the two restaurants back in my hometown, bro. I'm telling you, they owned by the same dude. Super cool dude. My boy Lance. Always looking for the Kamad cheese. Hook you up if you give it to him. Hopefully, I'm not selling you out right now. Nice. But I'm telling you, they got gems in the Dakotas.
Don't listen to him, bro. Listen.
Not female gems. They just got gems.
Regular. I'm not talking about his life. Ain't all about females. Listen, they don't have no gems there. I lived there for 6 years. I had to drive 8 hours to find a gem. Find a gem. Fuck a gem,
bro. You was in North, yep.
Yeah.
But you was in. Come on, bro. You in Minot, bro.
That's terrible.
That's what I'm saying. Go to Fargo. Fargo's not bad, bro.
It's 4 hours away, though. I'm not. Why do I have to go 4 hours to see something?
You did it in Duluth. You went to Duluth? The cities all the time.
Duluth, Minnesota? Are you kidding me?
You went to the cities all the time.
I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed Duluth, though, as well. I didn't have to go to the cities. The cities was there.
Oh.
It's not like it was my only thing.
True.
True.
But what were you going for? You weren't going
like,
for the sights
more
and
like
sounds?
Cities and shit. Yeah, no, I like the city vibe. I mean, they had like concerts and right, go true. Get drunk at hotels.
And then concerts. Don't forget concerts.
More concerts. Seen Kendrick there, Chance. It was a good time.
Man, my brain really be revolving around shorties as soon as you started bringing up concerts. Right, right. Like, man,
well, if you want to talk about,
I got a problem. Yeah, if there's anybody out there that is offering free therapy sessions for men that are bamboozled on women, I wouldn't say that.
No,
I wouldn't. No,
sex, you need it or not?
Need it?
I mean, what is it? What is it for you with the women? Is it fucking or is it like?
See, it's not even like the fucking like that. Really, it's just like the connection of just having someone there.
I agree.
It's really weird because like because you act a different way around shorties.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You act a way different way. Like the way I act around my boys and my friends, like I feel like I got a different personality for everybody I'm around.
Right.
But there's something about like like a feminine, like. Entity being there,
absolutely,
that just makes me like
get out certain. You can't cuddle your boy and watch a movie on a nice fall night, some Harry Potter.
We ain't even got cuddled, bro. She just there. I'm telling you,
and that's what I'm saying. Well, it also allows you. I know growing up and still to this day, I mean, with the whole masculinity thing, my boys would always be like, "Bro, why you act like a girl? Quit acting like a girl." Because I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Ooh.
So I think for a lot of guys that don't do that or aren't like that, having that female around kind of allows them to bring out that. Emotional side, right?
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
And I grew up with my mom my whole life.
And
bro.
I grew up with my mom, my grandma, my aunts. Like not to say my grandpa. My grandpa was there.
Same here,
obviously.
Yeah.
Like, RIP. But like at the same time, it's like I was really close with the women in my family. Like my older sister, my little sister, especially my little sister, I was real close with my little sister. So like it naturally comes out when I'm around women. Like it's like my internal emotions, like just the way I actually feel about things just naturally come out when I'm around women.
Right.
So it's like, and then like dudes just get the goofy side of me, like the side like that. Yeah. Like,
but also I think as well, I think why women may be attracted to us is just because we are goofy or not attracted.
No.
I'm saying like,
they attracted to you, partner.
No, the energy.
Cheers.
Cheers to you. You funny to me.
But I ain't got no attraction for no shorties.
Traction? No, what?
You said the reason why women are attracted to us.
I mean in general, women. Well, everybody likes is humor. I mean, it's such an icebreaker.
Oh, yeah,
it makes
true.
People comfortable.
True.
It allows people to be around it and just be like, oh fuck, I'm having a good time. Like especially when you're meeting somebody new, people put up so many fences and all these like different facades and faces.
Yes, bro. Yes,
but like when
you
hit them with humor, it's just like that's raw. Like here, this is who I am. I'm goofy like that.
Look, bro.
Whenever you can allow someone to feel comfortable, which humor does, then it allows them to open up.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Does.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Like if you can get someone
laughing
to not cut you off by using their own like that's not what I'm trying to say. If you're talking to someone right in their head, they're waiting to speak. Always. They're always waiting to speak and they're always waiting to throw.
That's just society nowadays.
Throw a phrase in to catch what you're like saying. You know what I mean? That sounds really confusing.
No, experience.
But like a good way, a real open way to open up people's minds to what you're saying is to make them laugh.
Right.
Because then they're not thinking of any negative connotations. They're not thinking of what to say next.
Right, right.
They're not
judging,
figure
you out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're not trying to figure
out. It's just a barrier.
Yeah, they're not trying to figure out the basis behind what you're saying.
Right.
They're just listening to what you got to say.
Right.
And they're just laughing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody's really trying to get in your way. That's why I think
stand-up
comedians,
comfortability,
they take the room. They
the
room, man. Because everybody shuts up.
Well,
everybody's quiet. If you're not laughing, nobody's saying, like, where you get those randos that are, like, yelling around words and stuff like that. But otherwise, you're just getting laughs, heavy breathing, exhaling hard out your nose.
Right,
You know what I mean? When you see a funny meme on Facebook.
Hey, come up with 10 more examples, bro. We get it.
I'm just saying, man.
Nah, I'm fuck with you.
All I'm trying to get at is that ever since I moved to California, I've become a new man, and I'm celibate.
What's that?
You feel me?
You celebrate?
If I celibate, will you buy
a bit of what?
You know what I mean?
What the fuck is
I'm just not messing with shorties, bro. This just
I know. Hey, real shit, though, I really don't know what celibate. Oh, wait, that's where you don't have sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think...
because you can't get no coochie, that's what you're talking about. Celibate. With the celibate of that ass, is it gives some ass?
Yes, but
no, the comfortable. No, I with the humor thing too. It's like I told someone the other day, the main thing with humor is the reason why everyone likes it and it feels good is because it's all about relatability. With Absolutely. Comedy and humor, it's like it's
same thing with music.
Well, that's how we are. We speak our mind, right? With comedy, it's like people are laughing at the fact that they can relate to something. And 9 times out of 10, it's stuff that we all think in our head, but we're like society yeah. says you can't say it Absolutely. Out loud. So when you hear a comedian say, you're like, the relatability is why you're laughing because you're like, I get that, I can relate to that.
It's just like running that toothbrush right. under the sink for right. no reason before you brush your teeth, bro. There exactly. was no, there, what it do?
Or the shot, this one where you take a shot and they're like, all right, let's hit the table first.
Yeah, no, don't that's even know no. Why wait. That's Oh, I swear that's Midwest. Is it not? I could be wrong.
No, I seen him do it out here. All over the country. It's catching, yeah.
Bro, I don't like that, bro.
But also the, no, like that, yeah, the norms, not knowing. I was going to say something good.
Anyway, bro, like, I really, sorry about that, bro. I made this whole beginning part about shorties and I shouldn't have. No. I really wanted to make it about.
I think if we're being honest with the people listening, it's like we don't really have anything going into this. We didn't know. We're just going to kind of go off with it. So I think it was a good start.
Anyway, I think we could both ask each other this. Why'd you move?
Here? To California?
Yeah, like, well, maybe not even to, not specifically why'd you move to California. Why did you move? Why did you leave your old life behind?
It just wasn't conducive to, like, moving forward in life. And although I really enjoyed being around my friends and the people that I've grown to know at home, it just really wasn't what I was about. And the whole, like, drinking, going out every fucking weekend, like, that shit was getting old. It was like, I'd drink Friday night, Saturday night, be hungover Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, mentally out of it until Wednesday. Thursday, I'm like, oh, I might have a good day. Then Friday come, who trying to go out?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Start the cycle over again.
Exactly. So I was just like, I just got out of the military at that point. I'm like, I'm not trying to move home. I ended up doing it because of some finances. But as far as what really sparked it and was like, hey, let's do this thing, I think it was just that self-awareness and me being able to step back and be like, all right, what am I doing right now? Is this helping me grow? Is this getting me to where I want to be? You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, your surroundings end up making you who you are and like who you hang around with, the whole like some of your show me your friends, I'll show you your future type thing. So for me, I know those people just weren't. It's hard because I tell people this all the time as well. It's like we have those friends that are really fun and goofy and laugh at the same things. We can go have a good time and go out and drink with, but they're not really productive. They're not really chasing something. They're not like financially stable, maybe. They just don't have the shit together. They may be toxic, but they're really fun to hang out with. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, you have someone who has their shit together, is following their dreams, you know, has their getting everything done, financially stable, positive, everything, but they're not that fun to hang out with. So I think for us, and the reason we became friends is like finding that happy medium of
balancing
both out. Exactly. And that's really hard to find. Like, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I mean, I have my days where I'm one-sided or not, but it is hard to find that person.
I'm not financially stable for all.
Oh
the
God, no!
Out
yeah, I don't know why I brought that up.
I got paid. No, I was trying to wear the Wave Runners for the episode, but thanks a lot. Now I'm wearing Moxie.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about that.
Either way, it's all good. No, but I definitely
shout
agree
out eBay Booney _ Crocs on eBay.
I definitely agree with the fact that like there are those people out there that can literally live within that cycle
right.
over and over and over again, especially in small towns. Like, I mean, we're not really from small. Well, I'm from a small town.
Right.
I mean, Duluth's pretty big.
Yeah.
Like, it's not definitely not but a city. It's yeah. not a city, but right. you definitely see the same old people doing the same old thing.
Well, that's a problem is it takes someone
to cycle, but right. doesn't that make you just like lose yeah. your mind? Like seeing that over, like that broken record. I can't do that. Like
again,
honestly, I can't do
yeah.
it. Like, I did it for like a year and a half and almost lost my, like
right.
lost my, ooh,
well,
man,
it takes someone
mind.
To come and shake it up though. Right. It's
absolutely,
like,
yeah.
The problem is this, and this, is, I want to really mention this as well, because I don't want to make it seem like my friends back home aren't doing nothing or they're not good people. The thing is like the reason I'm friends with them and kept them in my life and I enjoy them for who they are is they all have good hearts, and I see it with deep down in them. Some people it's hidden deep down there. But the problem is when you're surrounded like around like-minded people like that, you don't really have that ability to step back and then reflect on it and go, fuck, I need to make a change, because you're constantly surrounded by people that
it's
are continuing
big fish,
to do
pond,
it.
Bro.
Right. So I don't know where I got the self-awareness. That's another topic we can hop on as well. Like self-awareness, is it innate? Is it something learned? But I don't know what, maybe I just know kind of what my future looks like or what I want it to look like. And that's, I was my own person to shake shit up and be like, hey, like you need to get right. out of here. But because I have those, it's usually when you're drunk, right? You go hang out with your friends, right? You have them heart to hearts with people.
I
they got
them.
Bigger moves. They're like, I don't want to be in this town. I want to go do this. And then guess what happens? The next day they're like, they're sober again. They're
hey,
just
trying
like,
to go get
yeah,
some,
bro.
You trying to go get some clothes?
Some clothes. Some claws. For real, yeah, no, some bloodies or something, bro. But
dude,
yeah.
Bloody Mary, it's especially, hard though. Bro. Everybody try to get Bloody Marys the next day, and I can't stand
it. Are you a fan?
No, a fan. I blow them shit out the water, bro. I'm like a fan. No. Bro, like, I honestly agree. But, like, at the same time, I can't say everybody back home is, like, just like, it's hard to compare other people's lives to my life.
Right,
because I get it. Like, I understand that, like,
that's what I mean. Maybe, that's what you know.
Maybe
though.
This is perfect for you. Right. And maybe like in your heart of hearts.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those people that like I've came across in my life, maybe in their heart of hearts, they're super content and they're super okay with exactly what's going on. Maybe this is their best life.
Okay.
Maybe this is like for them. For them. You know what I mean? I just see it from a different standpoint.
Right.
I see certain people's lives from a different standpoint. And there's people back home that I aspire to like have their work ethic, to have their like sense of being, to have their like spirituality, to have.
Well, I don't think it's a better or worse. It's like a lateral, right?
Yeah,
like
it's not their own path. Dude, there's people here not doing anything either.
Right.
You know
but
I mean?
Some of them are content.
There's more.
Yeah.
Actually, there's more not doing anything
just
that are
places overpopulated.
Bro, that just that are into the cycle of everyday life, that are like literally just like living that, all right, I woke up, time to get ready for work. Okay, taking my lunch break.
Right.
Okay, now work's over. Well, I'm going to go home and sit at home until I fall asleep again so I can do this.
But what do you think that is?
I'm not trying, like, that's just not me.
So do you think that narrative, because I know for us, like, we didn't really have, I had my grandfather and then my mom pretty much. And, but other than that, like, we didn't have typical parents that were like, my mom was very supportive of me, you know, trying different things, doing different things, not like necessarily going to college and taking the whole, like, typical route. Do you think that's just a narrative that a lot of people were convinced to have, and that's just why they do it? Like, I don't know if it, for me, if something like shook it up, or if I just had the right, you know, upbringing. What do you think that is that like makes people think that that's what they have to do, and if they don't, like, they're gonna fail?
It's the easiest one. It's the only one that tells you on the other side that, hey, this is what you might get.
And it's a right, there's a blueprint for it.
But the probability is so much bigger than like if you like
it's safe, right? It's safe.
It's safe, but think about it. If you're trying to like create your own blueprint to something you've never seen before that you've only imagined or fantasized or like aspired to do.
Because you've seen other people do it, yeah.
Exactly. Then you have a plan and like you have somebody else's plan, or you have
safety
just,
net almost.
You have a picture to look at of what it's gonna be like.
Right.
When you do it with like on your own and you create your own blueprint and like you really try to do things step by step on your own and like not try to like
Sorry, the camera went out. That's all right.
Ooh, and not try to outline somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not trying to, I lost my, as soon as the camera went out.
No, you're good.
If you're not trying to make somebody else's outline, you really don't have, it's hard. It's a lot harder. You don't have anything to go off of. Like when things go bad or things go south, you can't just, just take out another student loan.
Right.
Oh, I'll just ask my parents for it.
Exactly.
Oh, maybe I'll just switch majors. It's like, no, like. You can't, like, sometimes you get stuck in your head and you can't get out.
Right.
Sometimes you're just so set on doing, like, even minuscule things like, dang, I got to get this beat done.
Mm-hmm.
Or, dang, I got to get casted in this film. Like, things like that, and you don't get casted, now it's just open-ended. You don't know what's next unless you make something happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? And nobody else, and there's not going to be a lot of mentors out there that are going to be able to show you what to do. You can't go to your school counselor and ask them how I'm going to get casted in this next movie. And they might have an answer. But
well, that's the thing,
nine
too,
times
out
of ten, they're not.
Well, it's also, even the ability to analyze who you want to have as a mentor, or recognize, oh, is this person is this type of mentor going to be conducive to what I'm trying to do? Or is this like, for example, I call my uncle one day, very old Italian conservative guy, and he's just like, I'm a great uncle or something.
No way.
No, but they're just like,
got an accent though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does he got the accent?
A little bit. A little bit, yeah.
Like I can already see the pants pulled up a little too high with the belt tightened with the wife beater.
I only gave you this job. I can't even do an Italian accent. Anyway, long story short.
Strong.
Yeah,
bold.
Spaghetti.
That's all I got.
Bro, you're tripping. But no. I talked about future and just got some advice. And I like listening to people that are older and just experiences because they have so much under their belt and you could take a lot from them. But his whole path for me without even really hearing what I wanted to do was, hey, like, go get your business degree, go to school for 4 years, go do this, maybe start a small business, like, you know, very conservative, like, you know, take long, you know, just typical like old conservative things. And we live in a day now where a day and age now where it's just not like that no more, and we have a lot more access to, I think, podcasts and interviews and YouTube and everything in general has allowed us to see insight and the inside view of people we used to look up to, for example, like comedians or Chris D'Elia, one of my favorite comedians. I found out through a podcast that he was on depression or anxiety and depression pills also. And up until that, like, I just thought, like, if you had depression or anything, you couldn't make it bigger. You couldn't do comedy or you couldn't do anything like that. But I'm just saying, like, it's you're like able to see. It's like, remember Mac, back in the day, Mac Miller had the, like, day in the life of Mac. Like, you got to see the inside view of what it was like to be a star.
Yeah,
like, and it just reminds you. Yeah, it just reminds you that they're just human beings as well. And it's like you don't have to be some superstar, amazing superhuman to go and do that thing. So it's cool to have.
But see, then there's things like that that make people think they got to get lucky. And it might be. Like, I don't know how luck works in this, man. Like, all I can think at this point is that work works.
Action.
Exactly, dude. If you put in the time, whether it's studying mm-hmm. or it's actually doing physical things,
right?
Like, either one of those will get you somewhere,
right?
I and can't tell if, you where it will be,
right?
But they will get you
right
to another step forward,
right?
You're not gonna go backwards if you're either studying or taking action. You're not gonna go backwards.
And ideally, too, I know some people don't take action in fear of, like, is this the right thing or not? And I remember, like, hearing somebody once, it's like, if you say your favorite food is pizza, but all you've ever had is pizza, like, how do you know that your favorite food isn't something else if you don't try it? So it's the same thing with the action. And also, I was listening to a podcast the other day. I have to figure it out and give them some credit, but they were talking about how going through, like, a super, super big low or, like, this terrible phase in your life is almost like the universe reminding you or showing you, hey, this isn't the path. You know, and lows can be, rock bottoms can suck, but it's just the universe saying, hey, whatever you're trying right now, whatever you're doing or not doing, therefore, this isn't it. So it brings you to that low, just almost as like a reset or just to say, hey, let's try something else. Because as far as the action piece, I know for me, like, I could be doing stuff or I could just be moving around, taking physical action, but, like, was it towards something? Was it even what I was supposed to be doing? And I think prior to just going out and doing it and just listening to my gut feeling, I would just do things and not really know. But sometimes that's what it takes, like, just to get up and take action to find out or not. But the problem is I would try to figure out in my head before I even took action and be like, okay, is this the right thing? Or I try to perfect it or I try to assume what I like. But, and that's what, shout out my mom again, because she allowed me to just have this freedom to where I could try different things. And until you try something, you really don't know, man. But it does. 100%. You're right. It is action. It is taking action.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would, like, because I honestly couldn't tell you.
This is the first podcast, by the way. How crazy is this?
I can tell you where I'd be at if.
Damn. Go ahead.
We didn't just take some damn action and start doing things. Because we. Where was the first place we were going to move? New York.
First. We're
going to move to Manhattan, bro. About 2 years ago, we wanted to move to Manhattan.
Yeah.
2 years ago, bro. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you telling me specifically, hey, I'm giving you an ultimatum. Are you going to come or not? Because if you don't come, I'm going anyway. I'm out.
Right.
And then boys done fell off for a couple months. Mm-hmm. My phone and all that. And then after that, boy, after we got back on.
Right.
Because that's, dude, right after we got back on, that's when Bamboozle started. That's when you started, like, actually, like, dude, I missed so much when you were getting on your Snapchat and sending out all that motivational.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was big vexed. I was like, I was jealous, dude. I was like, ooh, I think I could do that. I think we could, man. I was like, dude, we can get, like, popping with this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and just basically because, like, all that positive energy that you were just bunching up
mm-hmm.
into your Snap and Instagram stories
yeah.
and just giving it out
right.
and literally just handing it to people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you weren't doing the DMs, because I know you were, mm-hmm. even if you weren't doing the DMs, the fact that you're like, that you bundled up all that positive energy and all that, just that good feeling stuff.
Well, yeah.
and just gave it out and just gave it away.
Right.
I truly, in my heart of hearts, feel like that it's a boomerang when you throw that. It's
right.
coming back.
Oh, God. No, that's everything in life. That's a law of attraction,
yes,
right?
Man. Like,
so
I'm
it's like
you.
Putting that positive. And I also realize that Instagram, social media, Snapchat, it's a platform. And I don't think I have a ginormous following by any means. But if I do have a platform that I can, and an easy platform at that, I don't have to go out to the rooftop, start screaming, go in the street, start talking to people. I can just hit a button, record it, and reach hundreds of people. So it's like, why not use that, utilize that in a world where we don't even know what the hell we're on there surfing for, to just start implanting that shit. And I was funny and goofy and everything first, but then I started doing that, like, almost like backdooring people into that shit. Because that's another thing, I for real.
No, because you get mad when people snap, click through your story.
Yeah, I do.
Until
that's
you start
another,
putting positive stuff on there.
Right. But no, that's what. Chill out, bro.
Bro, he was big mad. Exactly. I remember that because I remember you even asked me a couple times.
Did you watch it?
No, did you not? Or did you watch it? Or did you click through?
I watch people watch my snaps and just click it through, and I'm like, you're gonna miss something funny. But that's what I was gonna talk about earlier. I just remembered it. It's hard because with comedy, it's essentially you're judging something, whether it be like a marriage or a race or not in 2019, but like, you know what I mean. Like it's judgment on something. And the irony of chasing that dream is I like to promote positivity. I like to inspire. I like to be not negative, but comedy can be negative. So it's like I'm chasing a dream that's negative, but I'm also preaching positivity. And a lot of people are like, you know, when I'm on my side, because a lot of my comedy or humor, it may seem serious and there might be a little truth to it, but at the end of the day, I'm intentionally doing it to make people laugh, right? Like I'm bitching about gas prices or the finances or, you know, dumb drivers. I'm doing that on purpose to make people laugh, but it's almost contradicting me saying be positive and you know, not being toxic in your life and not exactly. Be bitching about shit. Yeah, it's difficult. It's hard.
And back to like what we were saying earlier about like people back home and like getting caught in that like 9 to 5 and getting caught in that like daily routine or like that life cycle. Like in no way, shape or form at all am I saying like I'm better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I know I'm not. Like I truly understand that like we're all human beings here and like all we are, all we're doing is just making choices. Mm-hmm. And those choices are being judged by others. And right. But you get to choose whether you want to judge those choices or not.
Right.
So like when you stand back and look at somebody else's life and all of a sudden you start coming up with all these assumptions as to why they did these certain things or as to like who they are as a person or like without even like talking to them, you just like look at them and you can see all this like negative stuff.
Right.
And you're doing that on your own. Mm-hmm. Like I honestly don't think like I'm really better than anybody else. I'm just making different choices than a lot of other people that that I'm watching. You know what I mean? Like people that I hold close. There's a lot of people I hold close that I just wish would like just flip one switch. 'Cause I'm guaranteed there's people out there that wish I would have just flipped 20 switches, dude, and just like got off and just started going crazy towards my dreams or like going crazy towards like a certain aspect of my life
that I
never did.
Right.
And like I look back at a lot of people like
that have
been in my life
you.
That like I can see it in them and I'm just like, bro, just turn it on.
Right.
Like I can see it now. Like, well, just turn it on.
Yeah. Well, we're in a world now where it's like being different or chasing those dreams, even though we see on social media every single day of people doing it and then we start comparing and da-da-da, we're still like almost convinced that it's just not going to happen, man. And,
right.
But even with the uncle, I don't know if self-awareness is innate or not, but I'm so thankful for it because talking to my uncle that day could have went a completely different route. That's one person that could change your entire destiny because they told you the conservative route's easier. That's one person. Now think about a person with a family that has like 3-4 relatives that are constantly telling them like this is the right way. To break free from that, you know what I mean? Like I'm very blessed, like I said, to have the upbringing I did and that freedom to make my own choices and try different things because it allowed me to chase these dreams. And I don't look at, like, I'm excited about doing this, but I don't look at it as a big deal. Now with other people, like even starting a podcast, like their family be like, what the hell is that going to do for you? Like doing music, how's that going to pay the bills? Right. Because, but that's just what they know. It's like this weird snowball effect through the generation.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary to me because I did it. Like I feel like I did it, man. Like there are these super, super nice, this super nice family. Yo, shout out to Sue and Mike Tolley. Yo, I swear if they ever watch this. I don't feel like they'll watch this, but like they really helped me through like a real tough patch in my life. Like real tough. Like they motivated me to like to go to school. I need to get this, that, and the third done. Like I need to stay on my P's and Q's. If I really want to pursue a career in something, just make sure I go to school for it. And this and that. And I never really told them how I felt about it though. You know what I mean? I never ever told them that like I wanted to get into music or I wanted to get into acting or I wanted to be an entertainer or like the dreams that I hold, the aspirations I hold near and dear to my heart. I never explained it to them. So like really all they knew is that I really didn't have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do for me?
Right.
That they would wonder what can they do for me to make sure I'm not just like some deadbeat or like, or my potential doesn't go to waste. Right. And like,
well, it's like you took out with the, it's just and like it, the foundation. Yeah, they give so you like the foundation.
It can be a one-way path, but you can't blame those people for giving you that outlet if they don't know.
Right.
If they have no idea. Or even the mentality. Like their parents probably didn't tell them that college was it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they figured out that college was it.
Right.
And it worked for them.
For them, yeah.
So in turn, they're going to tell you exactly what worked. Like, like for us, I don't know, man. Maybe we'll get some young protégés in the next like 5-10 years, you know what I mean, that really like want to work underneath us or like maybe want to see what we did to get here or like try to like visualize what they have going on and like we're gonna give them what our blueprint.
Yeah, no, just what like our advice on how we did it. Yeah,
we're gonna give them our blueprint on how we did it.
Right. And it will help them. Yeah, you know it's not the right way. It's not the wrong way.
It's not the right way. Not the wrong way. It's just here's what something we did. To take
right.
and hold to your heart and say like, hey, somebody did it on their own
right.
with this blueprint. How do I make mine?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. No, it's huge, man. I think also it's like those pivotal people that come in and out of your life, I think can really help you. And that's what this podcast is about, right? Like, I want to be able to give, like, if whoever's listening to this right now, I give you permission to go and follow your dream, whether that be, and I think there's a weird context around dream nowadays as well, because people are usually associated with, like, movie stars or music or, you know, typically the arts, but, like, anything, man, anything that's, yeah, like, seriously. Anything that's your parents or someone told you that isn't going to pay the bills or isn't the right, the smartest decision, anything, like, fuck that shit. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you permission. And even further, listening to this podcast, like, that's what this whole thing's about, is just to kind of talk about that and give you the real side of how this thing really goes and tell you that you can do it. Like, it really is, like you said, about action, taking action. And just, I think everyone has that inner, and that's why I said about my friends back home, like everyone, I think deep down has that dream or knows that, has some sort of self-awareness that's telling them, hey, what I'm doing right now isn't what I want to be doing. It isn't even in the direction of what I want to be doing, but they don't necessarily have the people to tell them or show them the right direction. So that's exactly what this podcast is, man.
And honestly, some people's lives are like caught up.
Yeah.
Some people are right. caught up to the point where like, it's hard for even me
to see.
I'm telling you, it'd be hard for me to even see how they'd get out of their rut to the point where they'd be able to like chase something.
Well, and it's also a lot of unwiring though of their past. And sometimes I don't have the best advice for that. Like I can only give you my experience in this world advice on that. Exactly. I mean, I think we're very empathetic people. I think we're intuitive. I think we know how to like understand where people are coming from. But like I said, if my one conversation with my uncle could change my future, like just imagine what some stuff people that when they were younger went through that they don't even know how to talk about, but that shaped their shit. Like, how do we get in there and unwire that and help them get, you know, move forward past that?
But let's talk about why kids are not going outside anymore. I mean, I know we don't got kids.
Right.
But like,
I get caught up in it too, man.
Dude, like, you know how the other day I brought up that I haven't seen 20% of the Disney movies that every single person on earth has seen.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't know what I was doing, but outside. I think I was outside acting like a shit kid,
bro.
Your
broke ass probably had a VHS player.
I did, bro. Hey, dude, I remember the Barney tapes being purple, the Rugrats tapes being orange.
Orange.
I think that was about it. No, the white. Snow White. They had the white ones. But, yeah, I don't mess with those. Anyway, I'm talking about VHS players. I don't mess with those. No, but we had a DVD player, bro. Hey, my upbringing wasn't that bad. I mean, it was bad. Like, right. It was very odd.
But then this also wasn't
from
enough.
From an outside standpoint. Right. But like, dude, like, bro, like my, shout out to my mother, bro. My mom made sure every Christmas, bro, we had some.
Right.
Like, she might not have no money whatsoever.
Right.
But we getting some for Christmas, like,
hell yeah,
and we're having a Christmas, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My mom's stern with that. Like, she always puts up decorations for every holiday.
Right. Yeah.
Holidays we don't even like. My mom's got Norwegian and she's got Danish in her.
Damn.
Mixed with, amongst other things, but she's not Scottish whatsoever. But she'll make sure the whole house is decked out for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah,
I said Scottish, didn't I? Yeah. I meant Irish, bro.
Irish,
that's Irish, not, Irish.
I thought we were still talking about Christmas. No.
No.
Hey, my grandpa, family members be always asking me like, hey, you know, what is Christmas all about? And you're supposed to say like family and coming together and everything. My grandpa's like, fuck that. It's about the presents. So every year, people be asking me, like, it's about the presents.
A real one, bro. A real
like,
one.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, he right.
Hell yeah. Take away the, it's like, we only know because we got the presents, but take away the presents and then have me a Christmas with no presents. I don't give a fuck about no tree, no family dinner, nothing.
I'm good, it's just cold
fuck
out
y'all.
In the Midwest.
You didn't bring me no
it's
toys?
Just cold, yeah, it's just cold.
Also, shout out to all the grandmas who gave me socks. Still don't fucking have them.
Well, my grandma, hey, did you ever get a rock and a sock?
Like Coke?
No, bro. Damn.
What kind of grandma, rock and a sock?
Grandmas right now,
she
bro.
Was trying to beat you with
bro,
it?
Bro, my, should have. I probably wouldn't remember it as well as I do now. Like, she gave me, bro, I remember one, dude, it was like two consecutive years. One Christmas, she didn't give me nothing and told me she was going to get me a rock and a sock. I didn't believe her. I laughed her off because my grandma, bro, we playing board games together. I see her damn near every day.
My grandma
day,
hated
you know
playing
I mean?
Board games with me, bro.
Bro,
I was so
I remember the next year Christmas, I was gassed up because I was like, yo, grandma usually do okay. You know what I mean? She usually some shirts. Maybe some socks.
Like some staples,
need.
Honestly.
You know what I mean?
Clean drawers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The things you need, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
Bro, I remember she gave me a box that had a box in it.
In it?
Yeah, it was like a 4x6 box. I pull it out. Like, I open it up, pull it out.
She got you at bamboozled.
I see a sock. I see a sock, and I'm like, okay, one sock. What am I going to do with one sock? I go to pick it up, and my hand, like, slips off it.
Right.
Because I just thought it was a sock.
Uh-huh.
I grab it and lift it up, bruh. Heavy turn it upside down. A big rock fell out of it.
Was
a
it
boulder
egg
fell out of it. Just a rock. Just a rock.
Was it smooth?
Just, bruh.
Like, you just she picked it up from the parking lot type of rock.
Bruh, she probably picked it up that day from outside. And threw it in a box. I don't even think it was wrapped.
In the sock, in the box, though.
In four boxes.
So what was your
reaction? So every time I was more gassed and more gassed and more gassed, when it kept getting smaller, because you know how technology is getting
course,
smaller
like
at the time, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, iPhone 3G.
iPods were getting tiny, you know
nano,
what I mean?
The shuffle.
That's what I'm saying. Right. The shuffles and nanos were getting smaller, and this thing was heavy. Kay. It was heavy, bro. It had a rock in it.
Wow.
She got me, man. Hey, shout out to my grandma for bamboo.
Was she laughing? Sitting there laughing?
At first, and then she got mad serious, and she was like, yeah, it's going to happen every year from here out if you don't straighten up.
Oof.
Yeah, bro. That's why I missed all them Disney movies, bro. I was out causing problems.
Wait, you was a bad kid? Oh, it's cold.
Wasn't cold.
No, that's cold.
It was a rock.
She was definitely insinuating.
Yeah, she was insinuating.
Wow. Yeah. How come it took me this long to register that?
I don't know.
She got your ass cold.
I was hoping you would have said something.
Remember they used to say that?
Yeah.
Keep acting up.
Yeah.
Santa Claus, that motherfucker.
My grandma checked me, bro. And Santa only checks his list twice, bro. She checked me. Got me.
Bro, I'd be getting hella, especially having the mindset of it's all about the presents, and I'll be getting socks. I get heated over socks, let alone a rock. You got coal. I knew you was a bad kid.
Yeah.
He was. Hey, but let I'm just looking at the time here. I didn't want to have this first one be too long. So you want to plug our social media, where people can find us at, what we're starting with?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't been on Snapchat
for
about 2 months.
Ghost mode.
Sorry about that. To all the bamboozle.
Me too, yeah.
Sorry to all the bamboozle fans, man.
Right. Yeah,
episode
this man
17
whole...
was rocking, but
right.
I really wanted to deliver for season 2 and really give y'all top-notch performing. And
well, what are you see, people don't even know what you're talking about. This is why I don't even think
my
I want to give too much insight. No, you're good.
Bad.
Maybe we should
my
just
bad.
Give you Snapchat.
Hey, no, I'm just trying to hype y'all up. Yeah. Man, I'm not going to give you the Snapchat. That's what it is. See?
Oh, no?
I was bamboozled.
All right, well, fuck y'all.
I was trying to bamboozle
me.
You know what I mean?
Screw you then.
Nah.
You can add me. Jay Sickler 23 on all platforms. Jay, just the letter J, Sickler, Sickler 23. At Snapchat, probably won't add you back, maybe. Instagram, I think I got a TikTok. That's Boonie Crocs, I think. I don't know. You figure it out. It's social media. Anybody that's probably listening to this first episode probably already got me on something. So if you end up sharing this with someone and you're still listening to the end of this thing, jsickler23@yahoo.com. Anything, man. Hit me up if you got ideas, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, topics you'd like us to talk about, anything, man. You got any last words?
Yeah, man. Like, I was trying to plug my Snapchat before
you just said you weren't going to give it.
Before you just,
I
was joking, man. And
I wasn't laughing.
Anyway, okay, yeah. So I got, so we got this show on Snapchat. It's coming out. It's coming back out.
Yep.
Season 2.
Okay.
It's on the way.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Yes, sir.
All right, and we're delivering. We're delivering pieces of magic in this.
Oh my All right? God!
We got a lot. Yeah, I'm over
hyping it.
Yeah, I'm over hyping
it.
Bro. I don't think I can deliver that much.
Right.
But anyway, yeah.
Funny. You'll get a chuckle. You might breathe out your nose.
Yeah,
a
you exhale out your nose very, very heavily.
Yeah.
But you ain't gonna laugh. But
eventually, that's the goal. Though.
If you want to tune in soon, follow me at the Mustache Man on Snapchat. That's D A. MustacheMan.
Yes,
the longest Snapchat name. Everybody got long. Come on, dude. We made these our sophomore year in high school, didn't we?
Sure.
That was early, that bro. Right. Early. Add me on Instagram at smooch_T. I got a different name for each one. Follow me on Twitter at never mind. Don't follow me on Twitter.
Don't
bro.
Worry, y'all. I still don't have his Twitter, man.
Don't follow me on Twitter, bro. I act ass on Twitter. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I'll give that to you sometime.
Later. I think we should start a bamboozle specific Twitter.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, we talk.
Other than that, man. Woof. Woof.
First one out the way.
Send my email some beats, y'all. If y'all really want to hear something. If y'all really want to hear something crazy.
You screaming. Listen, send me the beats. You want to plug your SoundCloud too? Looking at
it? No, man. Hey, I'm dead serious. If there's any music makers out there, any producers or anything like that, and you want to collabo and make beats, I know you don't know.
His roommate makes
music. I know how you don't know how I sound, but go ahead. Go crazy. It's Ty Anthony. TyAnthony0312@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
I know I took too long for this.
This podcast is brought to you by nothing yet, because ads are whack and we ain't cool enough to have some money. But if y'all trying to slide me to my Venmo, JSucker23, my Cash App,
JSucker23.
And hit me up. Everything, JSucker23.
Plug your Venmo. Nah, right, I tell you what, we're not going to do.
Have a good day, folks.
Hey, this is a whole lot of things.
Yep, that wasn't it.
But that ain't it.
All right, man. That's a wrap. Bamboozled the podcast, episode 1.
Hey, Onisan, fuck with me.
Yeah, they still ain't gave a job. Anyway, this it. Damn. Y'all have a good evening. We out. All right, 3, 2, 1, we out. Bye.